T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
A bill to raise the minimum age for tobacco and vaping products is headed to the governor's desk. For more, we bring in Delegate Dr. Chris Stolle. Doc, good morning. How are you?
I'm well here. I love the music you were playing there.
Yeah, it's catchy tune there, isn't it? That's right. So this is your bill to raise the minimum age for tobacco and vaping products, and it's passed the House and Senate. First of all, just talk about what led you to move this bill forward, and how do you feel about the fact that it's gotten through the General Assembly and now is headed to the governor?
Well, of course, I'm very pleased it's gotten through the General Assembly. We know that smoking of traditional tobacco products is at an all-time low among teens, but what we've seen is an absolute explosion in the use of vaping products, products similar to Juul. And what we're seeing is the Surgeon General essentially called it an epidemic in middle school and high school kids' use. These products contain nicotine, one pod, contains as many as the same amount of nicotine as 20 cigarettes. And so kids are using these products. They're getting addicted to nicotine. We know that in young folks, it impacts them developmentally. It impacts their cognition, their ability to pay attention on tasks. And also it addicts them to this drug, which they'll spend a lifetime trying to get off of.
Chris, I got to ask you, if it's epidemic of middle schoolers and high schoolers, isn't it already illegal for them? Why go from 18 to 21? What's wrong with 18?
So we see that within the high schools in Virginia, about 80% of high school seniors are 18. And so all of our surveys, studies show that kids in high school and middle school, the primary way that they get these products are from friends and classmates. So by moving the age from 18 to 21, we're ensuring that there's no one in high school that is of an age that can take and buy these products and then share them with their friends and essentially get their friends addicted.
Because of vaping, tobacco use is actually on the rise again among teens, and that's the first time in years that's been the case. So you talk about a reversing trend here.
Yeah, absolutely, and certainly with the vaping products, it's an absolute explosion. The products themselves, the pods, of course, go into something that may be so small that it looks and is designed to look like a flash drive that they could be carrying in their backpack or holding in their hand.
Talk to me about kind of how you wrestle with the, being considered an adult at the age of 18. And, obviously the drinking age isn't until 21, but you can vote at 18. You can be convicted of a felony, all these other things. You can join the military. How do you kind of reconcile the perception of being an adult at 18 compared to 21?
Yeah, I think that's a really good question, and that's something that we really struggled with. One of the things that we did include in the bill was an exclusion for active duty service members. So active duty service members under 21 can buy these products with a active duty military ID card. So we did include that exclusion. You mentioned that we have done this before. We saw a few decades ago, essentially, that mortality rate from drunk driving among teens was exceedingly high. We raised the drinking age from 18 to 21 and seen just some really remarkable decreases in the automobile deaths and young folks due to drinking and driving. So we do have a track history that knows that this can impact some of these behaviors that are real public health issues.
We're talking to Delegate Chris Stolle from the Tidewater area. You sit on the Appropriations Committee, and the incentives have just been signed for Amazon. What do you make of the news that Amazon's pulling out of New York?
Well, I feel sorry for New York. I think that this is a great thing for the Commonwealth. Of course, our incentive package was structured significantly different than what New York's incentive package was structured. So we will actually, as a state, be receiving funds in before we pay anything in incentives moving forward.
Okay, well, we really appreciate the time this morning, and have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too. Thanks for having me.
That's Delegate Dr. Chris Stolle.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.